live with the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've got digital advertising efforts continuing into the new year, but you're adding an extra element to your plans. Tell me about that.
Yes, as we kick off fiscal year 2021, we are staying on course with many of our programs, such as digital advertising efforts. However, we'll be adding a new tool to our toolbox, and that is native advertising, which will begin in January. Native advertising serves up beef stories to consumers as news stories, and we believe it'll be a great opportunity to share more complicated topics such as beef sustainability and nutrition to interested consumers. We are also moving forward with a new project to create robust, science-based high school lesson plans around beef and the environment in partnership with the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture.
Thanks, Heather. Cattle producers, if you'd like to learn more about how your beef checkoff is working hard for you, go to Cattleman's Corner at oklabeef.org.
When the pandemic shut down university campuses, Stanford University student James Kanoff joined with other college students to help feed hungry people in a really unique way. They created something called FarmLink, and the FarmLink project is on a mission to connect the billions of pounds of unsold produce to communities in need.
So what we do is when farmers are stuck with produce and they're forced, you know, to send it to the landfill, instead they give us a call and we'll connect it to the nearest community and make sure that they don't lose any money in that transaction.
Project started in April of 2020 when the pandemic left farmers stuck with millions of pounds of food.
When the pandemic first hit, you know, it closed schools, hotels, and restaurants. And that left farmers, you know, stuck out of contracts and literally sitting on sometimes millions of pounds of food. And so that was how we started in response to that. At the same time, you were seeing mile-long lines at food banks all across the country with 40% of people. They'd never been to a food bank in their life before, and they're having to line up. So what we did is we just started calling farmers, finding out where the excess was, driving trucks, picking it up and delivering it to the food bank. And since then, we've built kind of an organization to move pretty much anywhere in the U.S.
Today, FarmLink, which originated in California, is in over 45 states with the goal to move at least 1 million pounds a week. With 5.5 million pounds donated so far, California leads all other states, followed by Florida, Texas, Mississippi, Arizona, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Kanoff said we'll even cover the costs associated with gathering and transporting the product.
Literally, if they just go to our website, farmlink.org, they can literally press one button and notify us and we'll reach out to them. They can give us a call, a text, an email, whatever it is. We want to meet, you know, producers on their level, whatever the easiest communication is for them. And then we'll make sure to match it to, you know, a place in need.
If you'd like to learn more about the FarmLink project, you can go to farmlinkproject.org. Well, brand new for 2021, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is hosting a two-day virtual event for cattlemen and women across the country to come together for industry news, updates, education, and networking. The 2021 Cattle Industry Convention Winter Reboot is scheduled for February the 23rd and 24th, and that's your opportunity to connect with NCBA and serves as a kickoff event for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show that's going to take place coming up in August the 10th through the 12th in Nashville, Tennessee at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center. Despite the move, the main event in August, we're excited to host this event, allowing cattle men and women to engage in industry-leading content in a way that's accessible for everyone, said NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. Winter Reboot sessions include an NCBA DC issue update and expectations with the new administration. They're also going to be having a virtual marketplace during the Winter Reboot to allow attendees interaction with leading agribusinesses, and registration for that Winter Reboot is now open. The details can be found at convention.ncba.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.